Radio Moment.
21 years ago this week, DAB manufacturers attended a launch at Broadcasting House. They displayed their latest products and discussed pricing and availability with retailers and the press. In its very early days, DAB, of course, was something rather novel, but Alan Freeman was on hand to explain.
And does your new digital radio offer you CD quality sound? Of course it does. Couldn't get tickets for the big match or the gig of the year? Then don't you worry. Just stay at home and listen in on your DAB radio. The sound quality is so good, it feels like you're part of the crowd. In the mosh pit at Pearl Jam or the main stand at Anfield. All right?
All right. And what about the future?
By the end of 1997, 100 million people in Europe will be able to receive the new digital radio transmissions. Spring 1998 will see coverage of 60% of the UK population. One block of frequencies in the UK has already been allocated to the BBC to broadcast nationally. The remaining licences will be advertised in spring 1998. It's expected that the first commercial broadcasters will be ready to broadcast digitally using the national block of frequencies at the end of 1998.
Alan Freeman. By the way, Fluff would have been 92 years old this week, which is probably an excuse to hear that wonderful thing with Harry Enfield smashing your nicey.
At 12, wake up, it's time for your nap. At 1, straight in for lunch with salt and pepper. After lunch, we all love them, we all know them. They're round, they're blue, they're Valium, and I'm on 40 a day. And what's more,
what a star to do that. Fluff, who actually spent his later years at Brinsworth House in Twickenham, the Royal Variety care home where so many great names gather for their final years. He died 13 years ago, of course. Over the last few weeks, we've had more than our fair share of on-air farewells. I think the most touching was Michelle Jordan's from Heart.
And it's just been the best. And I don't want it to be over, but it is. So I'm just going to play you this song because it means everything to me. That's it. That's all I'm going to say.
But it was this week, 7 years ago, that there was a surprise at Radio 1 as Chris Moyles announced his imminent departure.
And for those people who are thinking, Jesus, it's just a radio show, stop banging on about it, you don't get it. And for everyone else who does get it, you know, it's all about me. I don't do things by halves. My tongue is always buried deep in my cheek. So, thank you for listening. The show may now continue. In fact, let's get back to what this show is all about.
Obviously, as controller, I've got to look at trying to lower the average age. And this is part of that bigger strategy, if you like. Chris and I had a conversation about the breakfast show, and Chris and I decided what we should do, and that's how we came to the announcement this morning.
Radio 1 controller Ben Cooper on the announcement of Chris Moyles' farewell this week in 2012. The BBC likes to reorganise itself now and again, but this week, 50 years ago, one of the most significant plans was published. It was called Broadcasting in the 70s. As a result, the stations we know today were more tightly defined and programmes were juggled around to put them in the homes we'd recognise today.
Radio's new shape in the 70s. If the BBC's plans go through after public discussion, the four national networks will be still more distinct. Radio 1, strictly pop. Radio 2, carrying light music from Sinatra to Leha. Radio 3, perhaps only on VHF, with more classical music, and Radio 4 with mostly talk. And there are the prospects of an educational channel. This would need government help. And 40 local stations that could reach 9 out of 10 people in England.
So more BBC locals on the way. Frank Gillard was asked about that expansion in local radio.
I don't think we've made a claim that there's a big demand for local radio. I don't see how that you can expect a big demand for something of which most people in this country have no concept and no experience. But it's our business as professional broadcasters, and has been all the way down the ages, to spot the ways in which our service can develop and become of improved value to the listener.
Happy 50th anniversary to Broadcasting in the 70s. A thoroughly sensible strategic review at the time, though very controversial. 1980 now, and it's a commercial radio launch in Peterborough.
Harrowwood Radio, 1332.
Good morning. You're listening to Harrowwood Radio, broadcasting on 225 metres in the medium wave. That's 1332 kilohertz and 95.7 VHF in stereo. In a moment, the news at 6, followed by Daybreak with myself, Dave Bowen, and Jonathan Kramer.
Britain's 22nd independent radio station has just come on the air. It's Harrowwood Radio, based in Peterborough in Cambridgeshire. Harrowwood is the first news-based station outside London, and it'll give heavy emphasis to news and information programmes. Independent radio news, it's 3 minutes past 6.
It's the first one on Harrowwood, the first one on Daybreak too, the Bellamy Brothers, and Let Your Love Flow. It's day one, of course, an exciting time. We've got Anglia Television in the studios with us this morning once again, and they're recording a film for this evening. You'll be able to see us as well as hear us today as well.
Good morning, viewers.
Something horrific, yes. Good morning, Jonathan.
Good morning for the first time, Dave, yes. We've in fact been doing this programme in the studio for some days now, haven't we? It seems like we're old hands at this, because off stage, so to speak, we've been practising. It's all cheating.
Dry runs, they call it, which brings into mind all sorts of connotations.
That's right, we haven't had a drink for days.
That chemistry is building, isn't it? Harrowwood Radio, launching in Peterborough this week, 39 years ago. It's now Heart. Teddy Wakelam died this week in 1963. He'd been the UK's first ever sports commentator. He'd played rugby for Harlequin FC and became its captain as well. His first commentary was rugby in 1927.
Well, the first half has been about as exciting as anyone could wish for. Oh, I can't throw that. They're off again. They're changing over. And it's Wales' kick this time. Pearl's taking it. He's kicking to the left. Wales defending the south end now.
Square seven.
There he goes. A long one. Sellers caught it. He's kicked back and fine touch.
Teddy Wakelam was sitting inside a box that they'd built for him specially. It had a big glass window across the front. Sitting in front of Teddy Wakelam was a blind man employed to be the assessor of whether the commentary was working. Sitting alongside Teddy Wakelam was a man who had in front of him a map of the rugby pitch, divided into eight squares. So the idea being you at home could open up your radio times and see the squares of the match field actually in front of you. But in radio, you're also creating a narrative. You're telling the story of the match, as well as just saying where the ball is. Peter Jones helped me understand this. He said, in a football match, he said, basically, people don't really care where the ball is that much, if it's somewhere in the middle of the park between the two penalty areas. But when the ball is in either of the penalties, they need to know exactly where the ball is.
Time-served OB man Peter Griffiths from the BBC, reflecting on the approach of Teddy Wakelam, who died this week 56 years ago. And I gather the week before his first on-air commentary, he went to commentate on a schools match by way of practice. What a great simple lesson in preparation. So, with the birth of Melody Radio, now Magic London, 29 years ago...
This is Melody FM on 105.4, the time exactly 1 o'clock.
The BBC chart moving to its new Friday spot 4 years ago.
This is BBC Radio 1, and welcome to the exciting new sound of the official chart with Greg James for the first time ever on a Friday.
The final BBC broadcast from Bush House 7 years ago.
And now, after more than 70 years broadcasting to the world from Bush House in central London, this BBC News Bulletin is the last to come from our Bush House studios.
And the first edition of Radio Newsreel, then heard on the BBC Overseas Service 79 years ago.
This is Ivor Jones calling Radio Newsreel from Berlin.
Those are this week's Radio Moments.